News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gen Z and millennials throw food away before its best before date, according to a new study from Harvard University. We're joined by Angela Rutledge, a head of public engagement at Food Cloud. Angela, are Gen Z and millennials, are they more blasé about food and dumping food than generations before them?
Hi, Shane. I think there's two issues here. The extent to which food waste is caused by date labels that people think are about safety but are about quality. And then the question of whether younger people are more likely to waste food. We have our best before dates, which are an indication of quality. And then used by dates are about food safety. Used by dates are only on certain high risk foods, like from a food safety perspective, such as meat and dairy and processed fresh produce. And then manufacturers have chosen to put a best before date on other foods because they're basically concerned to give people the best quality. But you can use your instinct and your senses after that. And you could also use Food Cloud's Shelf Life Guide to ascertain whether food is still good to eat. And it could be still good to eat for several months up to a year after the best before date.
Now, just to be clear, I mean, there are certain foods you don't take a chance on. Like, you don't go past the...
There's a use-by date on it. You don't go past the use-by date. Now, what you can do is if you wake up in the morning and it's the use-by date of the raw chicken, you could cook it and you'll get another couple of days out of it that way. Or you can pop it in the freezer, then just take it out and defrost it in the fridge on the morning that you want to eat it and cook it that day. And that way you're still saving it. But yeah, no, never go past the use-by date. If you do pop it in the freezer, just maybe make a note of the date that you popped it in the freezer as well.
Okay, let's go back to the thorny issue of Gen Z and millennials. Are they worse than my generation in terms of throwing out food?
There is some research to indicate that younger people are worse at throwing out food. And do you know what? I'm going to include Shane even up to our age group in that. Like,
of course, you're a bit younger than me now, Angela.
Marginally. So very marginally. So like date labelling became much more prevalent from the 1970s onwards. For example, like the EU date labelling law dates back to the 1978, which is the year I was born. And it's only really more recently that we've begun focusing again on food waste and highlighting that distinction between the quality label and the use by date. So the public either generally, especially younger people, do not know the difference between the best before date and the use by date, or are unwilling to take a risk on anything that might be past its best. And then I think younger people, and I don't want to make a sweeping generalization, are more likely to be further removed from how the food was grown. And I think, you know, that could increasingly go for all of us.
Yeah.
Lives are busier. We're living in a take, make, waste economy. We need to move back to a more circular economy. And indeed, as a more circular mindset in our personal lives, as well as in the economy generally. Like, I have a friend from the Philippines, just like one little story. And her father was a rice farmer. And she said, if you knew how much effort goes into harvesting that rice, you wouldn't waste a grain. But we don't know that because we just grab
take it for granted. Yeah. Yeah. How much is the yuck factor an influence when it comes to throwing out food, do you think?
You know, I look at my husband and I think it might be a factor in at least 50% of households. So you're not willing to take that risk when it goes past the best before date, which maybe we need to go back to using our senses and our common sense and just saying, look, this food is fine. There's no mold on it. It's not, you know, it still tastes good. It still looks good. And it's still good to eat. But I think people are good at following the rules, or what they think are the rules. And we develop a yuck factor as a defense mechanism to protect ourselves. So I think it does. Like with my husband, for example, he'll be like, it's past its best before date, therefore I'm not taking a risk on making myself sick. And he doesn't understand the distinction. So I think it does creep in and then it becomes a problem.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Angela Rutledge, Head of Public Engagement at Food Cloud. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning. The Irish Independent is reporting that Pope Francis has shown the onset of double pneumonia following a respiratory infection that the pontiff was admitted to a Rome hospital for on the 14th of February. He was due to leave several events over the weekend for the 2025 Catholic Holy Year. However, the Vatican has issued a statement cancelling all public events on his calendar.
Sky News tells us that the Jam drummer Rick Buckler has died aged 69, his management company has confirmed in a statement. Buckler played for the band from its formation in 1972 until they broke up a decade later. The group had 18 consecutive UK top 40 singles, four of them reaching number one.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.